back.
This is much better, but it's also like harder to find stuff. All right. Right. What's good, everybody? Welcome to the Honest to God podcast, episode 91. This is easy, though. This one is easy.
This is super easy, bro. This is the Blake Griffin episode.
He got number 91? Does
he? When he plays for the Celtics, bro.
Mount be finding the, like, he be finding the, like, 1 years that people, everybody forgets about.
And, bro, it'd like, be, those be stuck in my head. Like, yo, why is he in the NBA with 91 for the Celtics?
That's like the and 1 year. No, that's the team nobody remembered that he even played for. Like, like, when was that, bro?
I don't even remember. I just remember seeing him on a... Sports Center, and he dunked on somebody. Said, "Oh, Blake Griffin, bad." I'm like, "Why he got 91 dunking on dude?"
91. So just ain't he there right now?
No, I think he played for the Nets right now.
Blake Griffin.
Who does he play for? I don't even know.
For the Celtics.
Oh, he still play for the Celtics.
He still for the Celtics.
Oh, dang!
He out there shooting threes, bro. This cat is crazy, bro. He went from being a cat dunking on everybody, couldn't shoot a lick, to a spot up shooter, bro. Like a straight spot up shooter.
Yeah, spot up out there. That's silly.
Who y'all got for 91 though, man? We got to get a real 91 though.
Ain't James Harrison 91? Or am I tripping?
Nah, he 92.
What about Dennis Rodman, bro? Wasn't he 91 at one point?
We're going to Rodman episode.
Maybe. We're going to go with it, though. We're going to go with it.
Or we can Dennis just do Rodman. Kobe. 9 minus 1, 8.
It's
Kobe.
8. Can't start subtracting numbers to get to the Kobe number. That's mad funny, bro.
Dang, that's silly, man.
Yeah, we'll go Kobe, man, or Dennis Rodman, either one, man. 91, y'all know what it is, man. This is this is the sick boy episode today, man. Cass is out here sick.
Cass hurting today.
If y'all know Caleb, he get his seasonal cold. You know, what I'm saying? Bro. Seasonal cold.
Definitely a seasonal cold. Dennis out there hurting bad.
The vitties.
Got this vid back, man. For the three-peat on you, right? It's the third time, right?
Or
this
is double. The second time.
Oh, he backed. He came time. For the double, for the back-to-back.
The back-to-back.
The three-peat. That's silly, man.
Bike-to-bike.
It ain't as bad as the first time, though.
Yeah, the second time the ain't time. As bad,
bro. Bro, I ain't trying to make fun of COVID, but you know people were saying, like, the COVID after the original is, like, stepped on.
Like, you know, like, she ran.
You don't want the first joint.
You got the leftover COVID.
Stepped on COVID is crazy.
I'm like, yo. When I remember I got it the first time, I'm like, yo, this ain't it, buddy. Yeah, this ain't bro. It. But now, cats be getting COVID, like just walking around, like, yo, this, why you out here with COVID?
You got the sloppy
just
seconds.
Out here, just like, out here with it.
You got the sloppy second COVID.
That's crazy, man.
You got the ran through COVID.
Okay.
That's mad funny. Hey, ain't it weird though that like they just like Biden, like what was it, a couple months back, was just like, all right, the pandemic is over. Like he just declared it over.
Like COVID no, still ain't
it's
on
not,
here.
It's not over, bro.
Right.
Everything like is how? Shambles still.
But ain't it, it's just like if you think about how stupid we are, bro, like as a culture, like we all would, if they tell us to panic, we gonna panic. But COVID is still going around, and they just like, all right, it's over. Right. All right, we good.
Right. It's like, right. It's good, my man. Like, what was that whole 2 years about? Right?
Yeah, bro. Right. Like, it ain't gone. Like, it's still here in the same way. But
bro, the way
still
they was talking, running the numbers. They
either wasn't here or it's still here. Yeah. Like, ain't no way, bro. Ain't no
bro,
way.
Like, if you think about it, like, people don't even know what to do when they get COVID no more. Like,
I really was like,
you don't know.
I'm supposed to be chilling for like 5 days, right?
Because, you know, it was a guarantee. When it first came out, it was a guarantee you quarantined for 3 weeks, guaranteed.
Yeah.
Then it was like 10 days. Now it's like. Yeah, cats don't even know what to do now. They can still go out to the store and stuff. Like, right. No mask.
That's
like,
what I'm saying. Cats like,
come in to work,
COVID,
please.
Like, right, Carlin, right. You got COVID? Okay, work is still tomorrow. Still Tuesday. Come on
in. Yeah, man.
Wear a mask.
So weird, man. It's literally like they wanted us to panic. And then when they were done, like, using our panic against us, they like, all right, we good. It's over.
All right, yeah,
like,
yeah. We should
test, bro. It's
that's
a test,
facts,
conspiracy
bro.
Theory.
Oh, well, let's hear it. I'm here. Today, I'm here for the conspiracies, bro.
I'm not saying, first of all, I want to say I know COVID is real. Like, I want to be responsible.
Yeah, we all know
like,
that.
I know people who was affected by it, so I'm not saying that. What I am saying now, is...
Misinformation, please. I'm here for
the government. Now get to the issue. They will give you something to see how many people they can control, how many people they can influence.
Oh, right? Yeah.
So, like, which is why I kind of have an issue with... We're going to get to it with the TikTok, how they doing stuff like that. But they use media to see how many... The numbers. So, just maybe down the road, if they ever want to shut it down, martial law, I'm just saying...
They know they got us, though, bro.
You know, hey, you get in the house by this. I'm setting this curfew by this time.
I feel like at this point, they know they got us, bro. Right. Like, not us, but, like, as a whole, as a country, right. Like, they got us wrapped around the finger. They can do whatever they want with us, bro.
That's just, right. I mean.
Like, they could go on the news tomorrow and be like,
anytime, bro.
And people going to go for it. Like, they going to go all out for it. It's all political, too, bro, if you think about it.
That's what I was... Yep.
Like, they politicize COVID like a mug. Like, how do you make it... How do you make a virus political? Like, this is a health issue. This is not a politics issue.
You plan for it, bro.
Pandemic.
Cass is getting right to the...
You got to pay attention to who own what land. I mean,
who own... Yep.
Cats are here getting water. Like, mm-hmm. You're not slick, Mr. Gates. I'm peeping you.
Exactly.
Oprah Winfrey, I see you too.
Cat calling everybody. All right, man.
Let me stop, man. I love my life. I love my family.
Oh, I got it. Oh, okay. Yeah, we gotta get into some stuff today. I'm just thinking about stuff that we ain't got to yet, bro. I'm thinking about mad stuff we ain't got to yet. Before I forget, bro, in this episode we gotta revisit the liar list, the best liars of all time.
Oh yeah.
Because it's a couple of joints we gotta revisit on there. But yeah, man. Who had the libs? Like, I think it was me, right? Or Carlin?
I think I had the libs.
All right, who we giving them to, bro?
I gotta give him back to Caleb because we were talking about Chris Rock and he was like, he was acting like he got slapped and he didn't know what to do and he was just standing there.
Oh, yeah.
That is the perfect description of how he was acting.
Because that's what I was stand up.
Let me put it.
Bro, because we all seen a cat get slapped or something crazy.
and
everybody's standing around waiting for him to like, oh, is he going to hit him back? What are you going to do? And he just like, he start crying or he start like, man, come on. Like, that's what.
In a way, bro.
That's what that Chris Rock episode was. Bro, I saw his lip clip quivering. Like, bro, is you good, bro? Like, he's really emotional about this. Like.
Hey, look what I just saw.
Yeah, that's what I'm laughing at, man. This kind of fool, man.
I know. No,
for real, though. For real.
Oh. All right, man.
Nah, bro. He said he wanted a spectrum. Nah.
Nah, we can't do that, Carla. Who's saying that, though?
Nah, that's what it is. That's what's been said, bro.
Dang, this cat ain't know what to do, man.
I didn't know that.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that's why, bro.
Yeah.
Let's move on, man.
His movements.
Caleb, we gotta move on, bro.
His mannerisms definitely made me feel that way. All right. All right, man. I appreciate the live, though. Carlin got a solid internet connection today. So he's going crazy.
Yeah, he's going crazy.
He came back. Like, yeah, I gotta get these comments in while I can. Cause
I know, bro. I listened back and I was like, dang, bro, I was cutting. Like, I didn't even know I was cutting.
And it'd be tough too, bro. Cause like,
bad.
You like the commentary you bring is like, it'd be the parts that we needed most when you ain't there. And I'm like, dang, this don't make for as good of a conversation without Carlin. But
and it's crazy cause his internet connection be like pristine before
perfect.
We record.
Yeah, right.
Like,
y'all.
Like,
we'd be on here like 10 minutes, like everybody good. As soon as we hit record, like,
out of
here.
Oh, like, man, y'all cats crazy as heck.
Oh, that's silly as hey, I can't, bro. That's funny. Cat, that is out of pocket.
Chris Rock is on the spectrum.
That can't be the title.
At all, man.
Yes, bro. What do you? What are we?
No. Carlin, we can't do that, bro.
We honest to God, bro. But we can't be that honest, bro. We gotta.
We gotta chill.
I gotta put these cats on, man.
All right, let's get to the honesty awards, man. Let's get the honesty awards. I got one off the bat. You be repping.
You be repping.
You everywhere. You out here in the mud. And I respect that, man. Hey man. That boy Malk had a birthday a couple of days ago, man. You already know what it is. How old you turn, Malk?
32.
32. I'm about to say, I didn't know you had 2 years on me. That's new. We knew each other since we was like kids, and I never knew this cat.
Yeah. Like, hold on, like, what is happening, bro?
I'm like, when you add a year on, bro?
32, hey, you ever be man. Like with certain friends, you be like, yo, when I meet this cat? I be trying to do that with you, Kayla. I'm like, yo, this cat been around for all the
Yeah,
majors.
you the one friend I got that I can't remember when I met you. That's how long we knew each other.
You and Powell, I be going back like, dang, even then, like, I knew
it was like longer than I could remember. Like, right? Yeah. That's wild. Hey, but man, not only was it the boy's birthday though, but yes, he put out some fire though.
Heat, bro.
You already know. Yes, sir.
Let's go. Yeah.
Living my life under pressure. One of my goals is to win me a Tesla.
You don't need love. Plus I'm well rounded like Westbrook. When I'm in my zone, let the chef cook. God told me get him, I got him. When I'm in the zone, I'm searching for my best look. Yeah, my whole team gets involved. Family is first, that's the town that I'm on. I'm in my zone, brother is home. Get in the position that I'm putting him on. Let's get out of debt, acquire assets, and build up wealth till we pass it along. What's the point of power if you don't pass this? What's the point of money if they don't have it? What's the point of dreams if you not living? What's the point of art if it's not vivid? I'm nice on the mic. Everything I have, I give it to Christ. I've been in the dark, now I'm rolling the light. You boys like to talk, I'm just living my life. God brought me straight from the gutter. I was in the streets, but he taught me to love him. I see many homies walk straight to the slaughter. Cause they got problems he can solve. How you claim to be Christian while serving two masters? People need hope and you walking right past them. People were suffering down the daily. They reach out their hands and you spit in their faces. No, I'm not done. This ain't no topic.
Oh, you thought he was done?
One who can't stand for themselves. You roll with your clique while they burning in hell. He wants relation, that's why he tore the veil. That's why he tore the veil. Well, I don't care if you part of me. All about the blood like I study phlebotomy. Watch me step back and kick down like James Harden B.
Y'all don't even know what, man. Google phlebotomy if y'all don't know what that means.
Living my life under pressure.
Man, telling you,
he just eating up the track.
Hey man, go stream that, man. Yeah, man. What is this on SoundCloud? What's your name on SoundCloud?
Malcolm McKean, bro.
Malcolm McKean, bro. It's 4 tracks on there, man. This is why.
I forgot, bro.
I've been rapping. Mal inspired me to rap as a kid. We was like 10, 11 years old.
Tony House, bro.
Malcolm used to be rapping. I'm like, man, let me try this out. And I just forgot, bro, that cats really do this. Like, that my boys really do this. But that's why when we talk about these whack rappers, bro.
It's a reason. It's a reason when you used to the fire.
Yeah, bro.
You know what I'm saying, man? Just care 1K for you all today.
Hey, y'all know who's going for the libs, man. Cats
always...
Dennis
for real talk though, man. Like, these are the bars out. Yeah, that's you reminded me. Like, man, this is why. Because I'm like, why does music just not do it for me no more?
I know.
And then I listen.
Exactly.
And I'm like,
that's exactly what
why.
I'm feeling.
This is why, bro. Cats don't got nothing to say. Cats ain't putting no bars together. They just talking.
They just talking.
And nah, it's you like, went crazy on that joke.
I feel like we all can like. I appreciate the like flowers, but I want to like. I feel like we all can take like the Bible and real life and put it together. Like, you
people
know, you ain't
lazy,
gotta sound
bro.
Too corny, and you don't gotta sound too, like, secular. You can do it. Like, it's capable. You can do it.
Bro, let's call it like it is.
They can't, bro. They can't, though.
They can't.
That's it. Nah, I ain't heard bars like that in a while, bro.
Music nowadays is like lazy writing, but like the first catchy like tune that comes to your head, they gonna go with it. But when it comes to like lyrics, lazy writing, bro.
I got you. Yeah,
And I know that for a fact, because I've been in the studio with some of these cats. Like, bro, you caught the right flow, and you caught the right, you definitely caught the pocket, but what you saying, it ain't it, bro. Take some time and put some lyrics together, because that ain't it.
That's the big thing. Like, you don't gotta go to your first thought. Like, you can, like, let's flip that. Like, everybody else gonna say it this way. Like that phlebotomy bar, I'm like, what's a creative way to talk about, like, the blood of Christ?
Bro, some of them punchlines is, or some of them triples are, like, them punchlines, like, they take time to put together. Yeah. Like, you don't have to write a bar in 30 seconds. Yeah, like, sometimes you just need that bar that has to hit, and you just gotta take your time with it. Like, how can I phrase this in a way that people gonna be like, oh, okay, yeah.
Right. You need to
Yeah, this coming from the dude that don't write nothing.
I don't write nothing, but I think it, though.
Right.
He think about one bar for 2 hours.
Caleb, I take my time thinking it, though.
He going through them four bars in his for like a week, but they gonna be fire when he put the whole 16 together.
Because I don't like wasting bars, bro. Like, don't say it if it ain't. Yeah, if you're not gonna feel it, don't say it, bro. There's no filler bars. Like, yeah. Shout out to Mount, bro. Man, you body that joint.
Hey, you weak, body that joint. You weak dudes, few. You don't take few. It's all right to go back and change your verses.
He just calling
bro.
Them out.
Go
he
back
just...
and change your verses, man. It's okay.
Yeah, it's some whack. It's some trash rappers out here.
You're not supposed to be standing next to some of these cats, bro.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Effort. With these efforts, man. Do you hear what Mount is doing, bro?
Like...
Hey, and shout out to y'all, too.
I witnessed it, bro. I had the stink face while he was recording.
Yeah, I remember that day.
I'm like, oh, you cooking this guy? Yeah,
bro. That's one thing when Mauer showed up to the studio. You know he was showing up ready.
He
like,
yeah, he was showing up because he had it ready
he
already.
He's coming prepared, and he's probably going to do three joints. He's going to do three joints, and they all going to be probably one or two takes.
Yeah.
Because we had to get that way with like certain people recording, so we had to go to
Johnny certain radio, people.
Bro. I said my name. Yo. So ever since then, I'm like, yo, I'm
yo Cass is going for it today, bro. Hold up, man.
My bad, fellas. I took some Tylenol.
So ever since then, it's like, I'm not going to the studio not prepared. Like, I'm not.
Yeah. Right. Time is of the essence.
That's real, though, bro. We came home on winter break and had one night to record a whole mixtape.
Mixtape, bro.
Cass had to have every verse
like
ready.
16
like
songs, though.
Yeah, I remember coming over there before work, man. I remember coming over there before work. I had to be to work at 11. I remember popping up at the studio like 9:30 p.m. before work.
And we did. We was in there until like 3 a.m., bro. We was in there until 3 a.m. recording a mixtape, and dude tried to hold our tracks and not give them to us, bro.
Took some NyQuil.
It took some night. Yeah,
Youngstown about to come out of all three.
Hey, bro. Yeah, we was banging on the door like the police, bro.
All of us.
Do, 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 do. We was not leaving.
Yeah, I bet you did take some NyQuil. I bet you did. It's like, if y'all ever want to hear that story, y'all got to subscribe to the Patreon. It's like, nah. The full story, just in case y'all ever try to test our gangster. It's like, nah. Cast look, everybody, whose baby is that? Look.
Ain't me.
Everybody taking the headphones off.
Yeah, everybody can see who baby crying, bro.
Nah, shout out to Mouth though, man. He bodied that.
Yeah, definitely.
That joint was I've been waiting for some music, and it's not surprising to me that it's one of y'all. It's not a surprise.
Yeah. I want to put something out, but I can't put it out now. Now I got to let Mouth joint breathe.
Gotta let it breathe.
This cat's gonna be like, why you put it out right after Mouth though? Like, nah. But yeah, man, that joint was hard, bro. And happy birthday, bro. You know
happy
what time
birthday,
it is.
Bro. Happy birthday, bro. Thank
y'all. Honest to God mixtape coming soon. So, you know.
Dennis, I got another mix.
Yeah, bro. Dennis had the joint sound good, too, bro.
Bro, that's a mix, bro. I ain't even do nothing like... revisited that joint.
Yeah, it's just... Malk stuff would be easy to mix,
it ain't mastering nothing.
It's one track. Yeah. He'd get the easiest voice to EQ. Yeah, he got the
easiest vocal in the world. Ever. Easiest vocal in the world, bro. Like,
whoop, whoop. Take a seconds, little bit of the mids out.
Monk is right. Yeah.
Like, you straight.
Now, Dennis said that, too, the one time. He's like, Monk, you good. He had the preset and everything. Hit the preset.
Yeah, your preset never changes.
You don't even
got to
take
changes.
No breaths out or nothing.
Nothing.
He don't breathe. He don't have no hard breaths in there.
He don't breathe.
Well, that's because I write my verse, think of my breath in mind. Like, I ain't trying to get on there and be like,
see, man, this is veteran talk, bro. This veteran talk, bro. This is stuff I be telling. This stuff I be telling the kids in my program, bro. Like, I need you to come one day because I be telling them, like, y'all gotta come prepared. Like,
every bar, like. If you writing it, like Caleb, y'all know, like you practicing it. He's like, "Why you? I need a break here. Let me change his word or let me something like that." So I do that with all of them.
Or it sound too wordy. Take something out.
Right. Yeah, I know. Yeah,
I know my limitations, bro. I know my limitations.
Preparation is key. Yeah, man, shout out to Mouth, man. I got another Honesty Award, though, man.
Yeah.
I got another one. This one going to get into a little combo.
Yeah.
I give an Honesty Award to the boy Ja Morant, man. He worked his way back into the league. He's in there, you know what I mean? Start with love. I'm going to leave with love. I got to leave with love.
Shout out to Ja.
Leave with love.
Way to do what needs to be done.
And I got to give a shout out to Jalen Rose, man, for putting on the worst interview I've ever seen in my life.
Oh my God.
The worst interview.
Hey,
on a scale of 1 to 10, how believable was any word that was said in that interview, bro? Did y'all watch it?
I watched a little bit.
I watched a little bit too. Me too.
I'm like, this is the worst I've ever seen, bro.
It was terrible, bro. It was terrible.
I got a question for y'all, man.
That's
like, why do we feel like everything needs to be broadcasted, bro? Like, bro, this cat, all right, you taking some time yourself to get yourself together, whatever. Like, why do we need this interview a week later?
That's what I was trying to figure out, bro.
Why do we need this right now? Like, do y'all think we're dumb? Like, I literally know their train of thought. Like, I can see the conversation went, like, yo, let's do this interview to show people, like, you doing better, like.
Right.
And he ain't revealed no information. He ain't take no accountability for nothing. Like,
I got a question, though. I got a question even off that.
All right.
So they said he went to Florida to get help, right?
Bro, he was there for like 2 days.
But when they normally go to Florida, though, it's for drugs.
Oh, he in Miami.
That's what I'm Dennis, where
so,
I'm at.
So what we going to Florida for? Like, what kind of therapy did he really need, though? He just wilding, like.
Right.
That's, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, when they said they ain't going to Florida, I'm like, man, this cat ain't no. He
not
drug
on
addict?
Drugs.
What's
unless we don't
on?
Know something.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I just think the young boy got to chill, and that's all it is.
That's it.
But just let him chill and let that be it. Why do we need an interview about it? Like,
no, we don't.
How dumb is the way media is right now? They
content over.
But
content.
it wasn't content. That's
it
the
wasn't
thing.
Content.
There was no
it was
content
so
in there.
Bad, bro.
Hey, Ja, man,
was
what was
so
you thinking
bad.
when you pulled that gun out in the club? What was
I
you
said
thinking?
I wanted to be free.
You know, I was just trying to free my mind. Just want to be free. Like, what?
I just want to do. You know?
I want to be free. I just like, bro. I was dealing with a lot of stress.
No sense,
I was dealing
man.
With.
No sense at all.
Bro, what does pulling the gun out in the club help you with your stress in what type of way?
I've been trying to
on
figure
Instagram.
Out, like, I've been trying to figure
on Instagram
out.
Too, right?
I'm not rich, bro. I'm not no rich NBA player, bro. But like, what kind of stress is this, bro? Hey, like,
right.
like your stress shouldn't be this crazy. It ain't like you're responsible for the lives of somebody else,
right?
Like, bro, you play basketball.
You play a game, and you get paid for it.
Bro, I just feel like he just
that,
making
that is
he
as
just
as it is.
It's not like I ain't gonna say dude ain't stressed, but it gotta be just made up excuses, bro. Like, just, I feel like if he would have just owned up to what it was, like, you know, I'm just making dumb decisions. I'm trying to be something I'm not. My parents ain't raised me like that, and for whatever reason, like, I felt the need to prove myself and. Like, just say it, bro. People would have way more respect.
Nobody gonna say that. I think the same
people
thing.
People would have more respect for him, though.
But, bro, we live in a time, bro, that they will clown you for less.
Anything. Nah, I think people would respect him more if he just... He don't gotta say, like, I'm... He ain't have to say it in that way, but he could have at least owned up to it and just been like, man, that ain't me.
Yeah, if he gonna say something, I made a mistake.
Like, it was a, you know, lapse of judgment, like... He just over here talking about trying to relieve stress and stuff. Like, bro, you didn't get caught with weed. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
This ain't a drug issue. Like, you out here pulling guns on people, pulling up on people, trying to fight them, pointing lasers at folks. Like, bro, what? Like,
ain't none of that
got nothing to do with stress. That's you trying to be hard. Like, cornball activity, bro. At its finest.
Yeah.
That was the worst interview I've ever seen. I watched like 3 minutes of it, and I said, "Oh, I'm not.
I had to turn it off. Yeah,
I'm not learning anything new off of this interview." Like,
you see the him or Juicy?
I had to see it through.
All right,
Juicy Smoothie. All
right, we getting there next,
two,
bro.
Those two.
Yeah, let's revisit the liar list, bro. So, it... I don't
all-time liars, bro.
I don't know if y'all deserve to be on that list yet. But I don't remember where we left off with Juicy.
Game on.
But he's number one, bro. Juicy is number one, bro.
Juicy. Easy.
Juicy.
Bro.
Yo,
did y'all watch
Kevin Gates?
Oh, snap. I forgot about Kevin Gates.
It's that Kevin Gates.
Speak not of this. Yes, like, what are you talking
speak
about?
Speak nothing of this.
Hey, LeBron got to be on that list, too, bro.
LeBron got to be on the list.
Yeah, LeBron.
I don't know if we have
five.
Him on there.
LeBron is top five.
He's always
bro.
On the first page of every book.
Bro, they got a whole, like, highlights of LeBron just lying. Like, they asked him.
For
like,
no
like,
reason.
Hey, what was the one he said? Like, because he was saying how much he loves soccer and he follows it and stuff. And they're like, oh, who's your favorite player? You know, I like everybody. You know, I just like bro, you lying, bro. You don't know one soccer player.
Mine was the favorite when he said something about the Migos. He said, "Yeah, I put
oh yeah,
I put the cats onto the Migos in Miami." Like they first, he said, like they first song. But I'm like, bro, they already had hits when he was in Miami.
Before right. anybody knew who they were, I'm like, bro, they dropped Bad and Bougie. Like before that, everybody knew who they were.
He,
like,
put him on the Bad and Bougie. That's silly, bro.
But nah, LeBron Jesse got to be number
he
one.
He a different
bro.
Kind of liar.
Yeah, Jesse up there,
and he's dying with the lie, bro.
He's dying with the K Tupac, bro.
Bro, they released like a documentary about this cat. I seen the first part of it. I seen the first part of it.
I gotta check this out.
Yeah, I gotta check this out, bro.
He the worst, best liar ever, bro. Like this cat, bro. This cat got jumped. And he kept the noose around his neck. So like they had the cop like what's it called? Like body camera body footage. Cam. And the cop is like, you wanna take the noose off your neck? He was
he went to the police station with the
No, the cops came to him. He called
he had
the cops
the noose on his neck
at
still?
His house, bro, at his place. Oh, and the cop was like, you wanna take that off?
This story gets
he said he was like No, I just wanted to, you know, I just wanted to make sure y'all saw it, so y'all knew it was there, like...
Bro, he could just have it in his hand. Like,
well, yeah, like, you could have just showed him, like, you keeping it around your neck is not, like, because you could have took it off and put it back on, like, that's not...
It would be more impactful if you had it off so we could see some of the bruising around your neck. You're like, you light-skinned. If somebody put a noose around your neck and was choking you with it, you gonna see some bruising.
Yeah. What?
But you just wearing it like it's a chain, bro.
I
like, what are we doing?
This loud,
bro,
he's
number one.
This,
he's number one on the list, bro.
He didn't think this through at all.
And then his, like, bro, his whole setup was just bad. I'm like, bro, how did, like, first of all, you're staging a race, a hate crime with two black guys beating you up. That's not a hate, like, that's a bad stage for a hate crime.
Bro, I was lost on when the sub made it home, though.
Right, he
like the sub made it all the way home. Like,
bro, they
on?
Talk about all that, bro. Y'all gotta watch it, bro. Look that joint up on YouTube. Them, had me.
Didn't they pour bleach on them and stuff too?
Pour so bleach what? On them.
So wait, you hold on. They pour bleach.
They
on
have bleach in a hot sauce bottle. Like who just carries around? Who just carries around bleach in a hot sauce bottle? Like.
I want to know what this meeting was like, because you had to set this up in like a meeting. And you had to like formally talk about it, bro.
Right. Like, nobody like hear him say, like nobody heard him say, like, no, this ain't gonna work. You know what I'm saying? Like that don't make sense, bro.
The two dudes, they interviewing the two dudes that did it on there. They funny as heck, bro.
Oh, man.
They mad. They mad.
I gotta watch this dog,
bro. Yeah, it's silly, bro. Yeah, Jesse is number one. Number one liar, bro.
Game gotta be.
Number one liar.
I don't know. Kevin Gates gotta be. He up there, too. Some bad liars.
Yeah, Kevin Gates got some bad ones. Yes, bro. The wind is crazy over here, bro.
It's going wild out here, bro.
It's like the house about to blow over.
Yeah, yeah, I heard it since y'all, wind is crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy over here. But yeah, that's all I got, man, for Honesty Awards.
Hey.
Anybody else got Honesty Awards before we move on?
I got no Honesty Awards. My Honesty Award was Malk.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, Malk. I was honestly in the gym playing that over anything honestly that has come out.
I was just driving home, right? And you know how your phone connect, like, and it just play a song? I'm like, you know what? I'm gonna just put this out today. Like, why not? You know, got home.
Why not?
Let these cats know. All right, man. What y'all want to get to next, bro? Carlin?
Y'all want to go to unpopular opinions?
Carlin?
Because I got a few.
Carlin?
Hey.
Oh, man. Not again.
That's my opinion.
Oh, he got okay. We bite.
See, now this is like, this is gonna make a lot of wives mad.
All right, wives, turn it off right now.
Yeah. Like if you want,
now they tuned in.
But it's free game though. Right. It's just unpopular. Every man should be able to have at least an hour or 2 hours to go to the gym by themselves with no responsibility. Okay. Just
every day.
I truly believe that. I feel that in my heart of hearts.
I think my wife would agree with that.
I think mine would too. Me too.
I think early on she probably wouldn't. You know, like, I ain't gonna, like, when you first get married, it's like, yeah, I want you all to myself, but as you get more mature, you kind of like, yeah, you should.
Especially when you got kids, bro.
Yeah.
That's really it, because it'd be tough out here, bro.
Right.
That's really the only time I have to myself is at the gym when I work, but I don't consider that, like, time to myself, you know?
See, I like, just hop on the game, you know what I'm saying, and watch play the game. She let me play the game, because she knows, like, what I got going on, so she give me my time to just kind of decompress. You know what I'm saying? And, but, you know, I think my wife would agree. She wouldn't be mad at that.
Yeah. But, I mean, shout out to my wife for letting me do that.
Hey, yeah.
Hey, I mean,
I think everybody got different ways of decompressing. Working out is a good way. Right. You play the game, like, that's a good way.
Right.
But, like, everybody needs that, especially when you got kids, bro. Like, and especially when you got more than one kid. Like, then it becomes real, because it's like, yeah, bro.
Like, I just think, like, because here's the thing. I don't know about y'all. I can't speak to everybody's situation. But I come home from, like, work. Bro, I'm out here working two jobs. Like, it's tough some days. And I'm just like, man, I really just wish I had time to myself. And I get it. Wives and mothers, like, they go through that all the time. Everybody's always hanging off of them. And like, I get that.
Exactly.
But if they want to have relieved some of that, have the husband go do his own thing, and he'll help out. I promise. Like, and if they don't blame me. I'm just a podcaster. I don't know. I don't know what's going on in your marriage if you don't. But it's something you could try out. You know.
Right.
Whatever. Yeah. I got other unpopular opinions to go along with marriage, but that stuff is for the Patreon. We ain't gonna say no.
We really need to start a Patreon, bro, because we keep telling people to go to.
I know, right?
Yeah, it's definitely some exclusive marriage advice for the Patreon that we could get to.
Yeah, we all at different levels too, so it's gonna be, you know, me and Dennis gonna give you the long term perspective. You know what I'm saying?
Because I mean, how many conversations are you hearing about, like, cheeks, like, for real, though?
Wait, what?
Like, from a Christian perspective?
Hey, okay, so I thought you
like, talk about.
All right, we going there. We going there.
You know what?
What you mean?
Nah, you know.
We don't. We don't.
What you mean by that?
About cheeks? like sex within marriage. Like we don't ever talk about it.
Within marriage,
it becomes just like this becomes like a taboo thing. Exactly. Like, oh man, we just gotta. It's like no, like sex is about communication, and it's not just about like.
Oh, he
the action.
There.
It's about everything it's around it. Yeah. That's my other thing. It's like,
he went there.
We need to talk about it.
Right, because like they because just kind of talk about it like, don't do it before marriage. Like that's it. It's like, all right, when you
it's either they say don't do it at all, or they're like they do it all the time with whoever you want. It's like,
yeah, right. Bro.
Where's the happy medium of like?
Where's the realistic and realistic too?
And I think, realistic, like,
bro. When you know when you grow up. You got, like, I don't know, I feel like before you get married, you just got expectations. Like, we gonna have sex 7 times a day, and it's like, then you realize, like, all right, life happens, and it's not, that ain't, it's, like, yeah, realistic.
At
like,
all. At
but
all.
You gotta, yeah. That's true, little Carl. I'm down for that conversation.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe not today, but, because I want to come prepared for that one. Like, I want to have notes
that's
ready
gonna be,
and everything.
And that's going to be
like,
the whole pod, that one. That's going to be a whole pod.
A whole joint.
Yeah, for sure. I'm fit for that convo too. Yeah, we could definitely have that conversation. ASAP.
Yeah. But I feel like if anybody's gonna have that conversation, it should be us. Cause like we ain't gonna be gross about it. But right, I mean,
all right, write it down. No, I'm getting nasty with it, but it's like
Kayla, I'm getting wild with it.
Forget all that.
Oh man.
We's gonna be on here reading. Y'all ever quote Songs of Solomon to your wives?
Dog, why?
Yeah, bro, it's
Songs of Solomon.
I ain't did that yet.
Songs of Solomon is fire.
I ain't did that yet.
Quoted it to my
baby. Songs of Solomon, bro. Enjoy it to your wife. Never mind.
Her breasts or something.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
Breasts like doves.
What you think this is?
Like
doves. What you think this is?
Her breath is sweet as apples.
Yeah,
hair
bro,
like a flock of goats. Bro, it just sounds like a roasting session, honestly. You old tower neck looking.
You old ducks.
Oh, cluster of grapes happening.
Uh-oh, Kayla just froze, bro.
Oh, you old apple. It's like, nah, let me cool that.
That's going to be a crazy Nah, that's going to be a fun one, though.
Damn, my dude really froze, though.
Yeah, we got to get him back.
Yeah, but, bro, like, cheeks. I mean, and you shouldn't call it cheeks. Like, if you really have that conversation.
Right. Carla, crazy. Yeah, you right,
Carla. That's the title.
Nah, I definitely can't do that, bro.
They're going to be trying to make them.
They're going to be like, yo, what they talk about on this one?
Cheeks.
That's what we're talking about.
It sounds hilarious, though.
Dang, but for real, like, I think you need to have some, like, real conversations about that. Because, like, just think of all these young cats that's getting married. Like, you talk about the divorce rate being over 50%. It's like, well, it's because they get upset and they're like, man, I ain't having sex. And then they don't want to have that conversation.
Right.
And it becomes this round and round thing. And it's like.
Probably about to go out, too.
Yeah, that,
Yo.
For the listeners, we just lost one, man. It's windy out there, I'm guessing.
It might be two. It might be two, the way it's looking over here. So.
Yeah, but. So I guess we can move on, bro. We can move on. We got next.
What else we got on the docket?
You got some bars, Smoke?
Yeah, I got some bars, man.
We got some stuff on the docket, but I don't want to miss none of this without Caleb.
He said he's coming back on, so it should be out there. Listen, sometimes the show got to go on.
Right.
Yeah.
You got to wait for your mans. Other times, you just got to talk about cheeks to filibuster. Is it low hanging fruit? Yeah, but I mean, I don't care.
Right.
Who cares? Who cares, man?
We can get our Laker talk off since, you know, Caleb be always trying to.
Yeah, he always try to disrespect us. Like, we ain't number eight. We ain't number eight. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, bro, I don't know how this happened.
What else,
Jonathan? Hey, man, listen. The West is so competitive, bro.
Right.
Like, everybody is one game from being out the odds or being number three.
Yeah, right.
that's how close the West is, bro. You can go from out to number three in one game.
What you think
about this, though, Monk, man?
I ain't going to lie. And for the trades, it was kind of sketchy. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But I think they got the right pieces, though, for real, to make a run.
Yeah.
To help, like, because the issue was, like, AD was doing everything. You know what I'm saying? We ain't had nobody else. So now Reeves is cooking.
Yeah, Reeves He's going cooking.
Crazy. And then D'Lo, welcome back. You know what I'm saying? So welcome we got back. Actual mm-hmm. people who can score, run the offense through a little bit. And now we're going to get Bron back. I think Bron sitting out, you know what I'm saying, really helped the team.
Oh, catch find their role, yeah, like yeah. find their role without Bron, because it's too much pressure finding your role with Bron.
Right,
because either you got to be ready right now, or he on your head top.
Right, right. So.
But I think I like the young cats because they look like they just out there to win, bro.
Yeah, they just hooping.
Like they
yeah.
putting their heart out there every night, bro. They hooping. I think Lonnie Walker had like 20 off the bench last night. Oh, he's Schroeder okay. hooping.
Schroeder
still cooking. Vanderbilt is the dirty work, dude. Right. He had 1 point and like 10 boards.
Getting crazy out there.
Yeah, so. Man. So, I don't know, man. I think we can go far in the offs with this team, man. LeBron is going to do what LeBron do. Like,
right.
He could, coming off an injury, he's still going to give you 30 a game.
And he, you know, he older now. So, you know, he waiting towards the end of the season to like.
Yeah.
To like really, you know, turn on. So, turn up. So, I'm hype.
Y'all Wait, think so he got a think? Shot this year at the chip though?
I do,
bro. It'd be the most dramatic story in the world, bro. Why not?
But the West ain't that like it ain't no killer team in the West. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, everybody beatable.
Yeah, facts.
The team looking good, and then we get Bron back. We gonna have probably the best player on the court every night. I like our chances. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, if not the Lakers out the West, who?
Right. Because I'm looking at it. I mean. I really don't trust Denver. You know what I'm saying?
Like, they yeah. always,
Denver is a flop. Like,
they always
Denver,
look good in the regular season. And
they have regular season team. Yeah. Regular.
Memphis? Y'all think Memphis coming out the West?
No.
Nah. Y'all said he good in the West.
Man, y'all not good.
And then everybody
in the
came
West,
to the West. Like, oh, where KD coming over here, too?
What's hey, that? Bro, speaking of KD, like. Y'all see him get injured in warm-ups?
Bro, that was crazy.
He got hurt again. Oh, you talking about? Yeah, you talking about his
the
last
first
injury?
Time?
Yeah.
That's crazy, bro.
I'm like, bro,
my buddy can't catch a break.
That might be the only team for real that I'm worried about. Phoenix, for real.
Phoenix, yeah. I felt like Phoenix had it in the bag till we just scuffed them.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Without Bron, and they don't got KD either. Right. Granted, but nah, you need KD. They need right. KD.
I don't know if KD to the Suns is the same as KD to the Warriors. Like it's not. Right, it's just right,
no, that's not. It's not
at all.
Because
KD went to a dynasty, bro.
Yeah, the Warriors had like Curry.
They was already straight, bro.
Half court, like, I'm busting. Like so, his job was easier. And
like they won. They won before KD. They won with KD. They won without KD.
right.
They won last year. I think people still kind of forget that the Warriors just won a chip. Last year, right. they kind of mediocre now, but the West is just super competitive. But without and this the this is I we gotta wait for Caleb for this conversation. But without Wiggins, bro.
Oh, without Wiggins, yeah. Caleb gotta be on for this one. We need him for this. One,
you know we gotta talk about Wiggins,
yo, bro. Dang, bro that's there, oh story, my gosh.
Oh yeah, my so gosh. Without Wiggins, man, it's.
Motion.
They're going to be all right. Second round exit.
Yeah.
Second round exit, yeah. Unless they see the Lakers first round.
It's like everything is shaping up for the Lakers. I mean, the KD injury I think is big.
Yeah.
I think Denver and
it's that like, East who, is tough,
who's coming
bro,
out
bro.
The East? Who's coming out the East, though?
Giannis.
Yeah, Giannis
is
Celtics
coming out the East, bro.
Yeah.
I mean, you got the Celtics,
you got Boston,
Bucks, and then you got the Sixers, because Embiid is hooping.
Even I ain't gonna lie, I wouldn't even be surprised if Cleveland, because they kind of complete, though, to me. Like, they're a real good team, like, so.
I ain't putting my money on Cleveland.
I might roll with Dennis and say, but, like, if I had to pick, I'd say probably say Milwaukee, but I wouldn't be surprised if any one of them four make it, though.
Yeah, I would. If I had to bank on it, though, I could definitely see it being Milwaukee coming out the West. Yeah. Just because of Giannis, bro.
Yeah, he unstoppable, man.
Like, unstoppable every single night, though, bro. Right. Every single night. He don't have a bad game.
At all. Right.
Like, that's crazy, bro, to not have a bad game ever.
Y'all seen Embiid hooping, though?
Yeah, he getting busy.
Embiid was cooking the Warriors. Yeah. I mean, cooking.
I hope they give it to him this year.
Hear what Draymond Green said, though?
Nah.
So Draymond said that, in a press conference, he said, when Draymond said that Joker is the hardest guard, he the hardest one to guard, and B said he took that personal. Yo, and B is averaging 40 on the Warriors this season.
That's good.
He said he took that personal and cooked.
Yo.
Oh,
hey, yeah, right. I'm back,
bro. We done took off on you, bro. Yeah. But you can't. Yeah,
we kept it.
Oh, y'all didn't still, man. Y'all didn't still potting. All right, cool.
Yeah, we got our Lakers out the way.
Close the door. This guy, man.
we got our
that was crazy, bro. Man.
Hey,
what y'all talking about?
The wind took you out, bro. Oh man.
Oh, wait.
I'm still here.
Okay. The wind took you out, bro.
I'm still here. I'm still standing. I'm still strong.
The wind took me out, bro.
Nah, look, we started talking about sports, man. Talking about them Lakers, bro.
Oh, okay. Yeah, get that out the way. Because I'm off the Laker bandwagon. Yeah, I was on it last time, and I'm right back off. I'm off, bro.
Hey, but Caleb, I saved this for you, bro. So we started talking about how the Warriors might not be that effective without Wiggins.
Yeah, because Wiggins is done.
So I know you wanted to talk about this topic, bro.
Hey, hold on real quick.
Anyway, though, I feel like it's shaping up, bro, for the Lakers, bro. Right. What kind of... This is the dramatic story, bro. LeBron gets the scoring record this year. He most points ever.
Right.
Been injured this season. Lakers them seen mad injuries this season. Whole new look, going into the playoffs as a play-in, bro.
And then to win it, I mean, if it's a cat,
gotta,
I think
you got to win it in front of a crowd so that people stop talking about the bubble ring and how it was fake or whatever.
Yeah, bro. Man. Y'all know Dennis ain't leaving the board.
We're going to do it. It's got to be this year.
Yeah.
Who?
Got to be this year. Lakers, Bron, man. Bron going to get that chip this year,
That's what y'all landed on, bro? That's where the conversation went?
Who can beat the Lakers?
Who can't beat us, bro? Who can we beat?
Seven, bro.
Bro, are you afraid of Denver?
Yes.
With LeBron?
Yes, bro. I'm afraid of everybody right now.
Oh, Kate, I can't believe this coming from you.
Bro, Denver, why? We look nice.
I've been saying it all year.
But, bro, we look nice right now.
Bro, right now.
Without LeBron,
it's week by week, bro. We went from playing to, like, all right, we about to be in the actual playoffs.
Exactly.
Right back out, number 11.
No, we ate then right
we,
now, bro.
Now we back in, but I'm saying, like, last week we was number 11.
But, bro, that's everybody. Now everybody could go from out the odds to number 3 tomorrow.
They're not convincing me, bro. AD, I still ain't convinced that he going to make it through the rest of the regular season, let alone the playoffs.
All I'm going to say is, Caleb, when we win the chip, I want to hear from Mark first. You got to be second.
Bro. Oh, that's fine, bro.
You can't get hyped till second, bro.
Me and Dennis, not me. All right.
But look, I own mine, bro. If I'm wrong, I hope I'm wrong. And if I'm wrong, I'm going to come on here and say, like, I was wrong.
But don't just feel like a year.
But if y'all wrong, no, it don't.
But listen, like, look.
No.
Denver, you know they going to fold in the playoffs, bro. They always fold.
Not to us, though. They're not going to fold to us.
Caleb is hard, man. Caleb, this don't feel like the story.
Let me ask y'all this.
Ending, bro.
This is it, bro.
It should be.
Broke the record.
He got hurt.
Mad adversity.
Now he coming back.
Mad adversity, bro.
He coming back to, you know how Goku cut when Goku got to get in the hyperbaric time.
So if LeBron come back but AD get hurt, y'all still feel the same way?
Nah, don't do that, bro. AD is back, bro. AD is back. But listen, Caleb, what we were saying, bro.
AD stubbing his fingers on passes and stuff, bro. How y'all think AD going
right now? They said AD hurt right now.
What like, gonna happen to AD? What y'all think gonna happen to AD in the playoffs when cats actually play defense when they actually up against you, like body to body? You like
Reeves getting busy?
Yeah, Reeves is getting busy. I like Vanderbilt.
You gotta respect the whole team.
We got Malik Beasley who can hit three. Like it ain't all on AD,
bro. They ain't respect.
It ain't all on him, but it's on him though. We need him.
Yeah, yeah, we need him. But it's gonna be people who can like big shot. You know how Ray Allen went to the Heat. And every now and then he'll give you like a 15-point game.
Bro, D'Lo is a star, bro. We talking about Bron and AD. We got D'Lo. He D'Lo, a star.
Yeah, he been kind of playing the background.
Star, bro. Like that's a this is a team that's way better than the bubble team.
If we healthy, yeah. You're right.
That's true.
Hey, man, positive energy, man. Positive shout out energy. To the Lakers.
I like
man.
The positivity. I'm shout week to week with the Lakers. Man. Check in with me next week. I might feel different. But right now, nah, I'm not excited, bro.
Hey, but look, though, man, we know who not going to make it to the chip.
Who, man? Tell him, dude.
Because, man, Andrew Wiggins, man. Let's talk about it, man. So, we were playing Spades last week. I didn't even know, man. We get the news that Andrew Wiggins' best friend was knocking his lady now, and the baby.
That's exactly how baby. We have it written in our notes. That's so funny. Like in our shared note, that's exactly how it's written.
Right.
Andrew Wiggins might knocking not down.
Be his, man.
Bro, instant
that's not really funny, bro. It's not really funny, bro. Because that's messed up. Bro.
It is messed up. But I'm going straight to jail.
How confident are you? I'm about to say, how confident are y'all that?
I'm going straight to jail.
Like, y'all would be able to not kill that dude. Like, I ain't confident, bro.
Right.
Man. I ain't either, bro.
But me either.
I'm like.
That's some foul stuff, too. Bro. Like, yo, it's his best friend, right?
Yeah.
And they say it's his best friend, it's so. Terrible, you my best friend. We close. And you just in my face. We close. And you. You know, like, my kids, you know what I mean? I got you around my family. And like
picking up
bro.
My kids.
Yeah, bro.
Oh, my gosh.
That's a different level of disrespect. That's a different level of disrespect. I probably wouldn't kill him, but I got to knock some respect into him.
Hands and feet. Hands and feet.
Hands, feet, elbows, knees, maybe headbutt, all that, bro.
A few objects that's around, I'm going to rub him again.
I'm turning John Jones on. You know how John Jones beat the dude? Like I'm turning John Jones, you know what I'm saying?
Cat Malcolm do submission holds on him.
Choke him out.
You did what?
Nah, but that's foul.
That is foul, though. That's super foul, bro.
Y'all wouldn't just, like, drop him off of a cliff or something that's high enough for him to get hurt but not, like, die? And then claim it was an accident?
Yeah, like a bridge or something like that. Yeah.
I thought about some other stuff that I could get away with.
If I tell you out here, I can't get away with it.
Oh, how to get away with murder? Bro, she got away with like 7 murders.
Bro,
like, how many times they gonna do?
They murdered everybody on that show, bro.
That show started off good. Yeah. That show started off really good. I was like, this is fire. Yeah. And then they just started killing everybody. I'm like, all
right, this
is
cats in a pond. It's like putting cats in a like, yo, what's going on right now,
bro? Since we there. It's mad murder, shows that get trashed like, after a while.
Not murder.
But like, don't some of these shows that start off fire just get so trashed by
that's
the end
how I feel
of them,
about Wu-Tang, bro.
Me too. I can't even get through it, bro. I can't even get through the first episode. I'm like,
bro, he doing the whole like Dirk McGirt thing. I'm like, man, I can't watch this. This is looking crazy.
Yeah, somebody said that they like basing the episode off of like theming episodes off of the albums or something.
Yeah, but they doing like musical, like it's like a vid. I don't like it, man.
It's getting real. It's getting real unreal. I mean, it was already kind of unrealistic, but it's getting mad. Like
I didn't even start the first.
This look like RZA sauce. This look like RZA kind of like. Let me just get super creative and like let's throw it all the way off. That's what it sounded like to me. And if that's their history, by the way.
So I ain't missing nothing this season.
Nah, not this
I ain't watched the first season either though. But
the first two seasons are good.
But this
hold on, this is the third season.
Yeah, third and final.
Oh, okay.
Well, yeah, I couldn't get through the first episode.
It's a reason.
Yeah, it's not good. I feel that way about. BMF got trash.
I think BMF is alright. Like the BMF problem is
the acting. That's what I'm talking about. It gets worse as it goes on. Yeah. Like
they had a hot girl on there. She like, What she say to the dude? You gotta find out who did it.
I'm like, you better find out who did it. Like, your man just died. Like, he just died, and that was your response.
Bro, Lil Meech found out his. I'm here, right? I'm still here.
Yeah, you know, I thought you was going somewhere else.
Lil Meech, wait, oh no, no, I ain't going there. That was wild. That was the episode that made me mad. Like, yeah, I might not watch the rest of this. Yeah, like, tripping, why do we need that, bro?
They were tripping, bro.
Oh, I see why they call you Big Meech. Man, get out of here, bro.
Man, like, that's so whack, bro. Like, 50 out of
no, Carlin,
that,
don't
man.
Do it, Carlin. We're going to move on.
50 Cent always got to have somebody penis in the episode. Like, always, why, bro?
Always, like.
He always gets somebody's meat out in the episode. Like, yo.
Carly, you ain't doing this kind of thing. Oh, man. Yeah, that was bad.
God, that was the episode where I'm like, I might not finish this. Too, this is like, this is too bad, bro.
Yeah,
too,
wilding, bro.
The dialogue is bad. Like,
yeah
it's just, like, I'm thinking back on the episode and stuff that happened, and I'm like, these cats got mad of their homies out here getting murdered, and they just act like nothing happened. Like, y'all ever realize that?
Yeah, bro.
Like, the dude Lamar killed, like, four of them, and they just kept on going, like, all right, bro. Like,
we gotta get the car wash. Like, yo, five.
The car wash? Y'all boy just got murdered in the worst way.
Yo, Lamar's out here wilding on these cats.
I'm like, yo. And then this last, I mean, spoiler alert if y'all ain't watched it yet, but his girl get murked. What's her name? Cash Doll, whatever. Get murked, and he don't even shed a tear, bro. Like, he just
he said, man,
I don't know if it's just bad acting. He don't know how to cry. Like, he don't know how.
Acting bad, bro.
I'm like, bro,
horrible, bro.
Like, if your girl get murked and you just go on with business like nothing happened, like, I ain't never been in the streets like that, but I imagine.
But you gotta cry.
It don't necessarily play out like that. Like,
nah, not like that, bro.
But he just like, yeah, my girl just died. But yeah, we gotta take care of business, man. We got these keys going. Like, bro,
this crunchy dude. Like, yo, damn. Yo, this guy called Lamar Crunchy Black. That was silly as heck, man.
Crunchy Black.
Lamar definitely got to be a top five Power Universe character.
Yeah, yeah. Bro, he out there murking cats with bare hands.
Bro, he is the wildest.
I don't think he used a gun. He just
kept killing everybody without a gun.
He was a piece of wood. His foot, like, bro, he out here.
Nah, he did kill mad people with his bare hands.
He like the dude on duty that run around with the knife just stabbing cats. That's Lamar.
This dude is out of pocket.
Hey, they did him bad, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was another part. I'm like, so wait.
It was wild. Like,
y'all been talking about killing this dude.
That's how Lamar went out, though. Right.
Lamar's still alive today, though.
Right.
They got an interview with Vlad interviewing this cat.
Yeah, man. I forgot what his name is.
Everybody, man.
Vlad is sucker, bro. For real.
Yeah, it's a couple suckers.
I need to watch that. Did you watch that episode? Like, did it play out like they saw on the TV?
Yes. Yeah. Like, wait, what are you talking about?
He got hooked on
crack. I ain't watched the whole interview. But
okay.
Yeah, that was wild, bro. Cat said, I ain't gonna kill you. I'm like, bro, you're not gonna kill him, you're just gonna get him hooked on crack.
Bro, this cat killed like 80,000 people, you know, and he's gonna get him hooked on crack.
That's what I'm saying.
Like,
bro,
what is going on here, bro?
Yo. Mad spoiler alerts if y'all ain't seen the last episode. But I don't care, bro. It's bad, bro. The whole season they've been, bro, this remind me of The Walking Dead, bro. Like, the season with Negan, I'm like, y'all been talking about killing Negan all season, bro, and you get the opportunity, and you gonna give him a little scrape on the face with a little, like, bro, kill that man.
And then he on the team.
You watched him bash your boy's face in with the baseball bat.
Bro, like, that was wild, bro.
Spiky baseball bat, yeah, bashing his face in. Yeah.
That's the last
season I watched. I said, if Rick don't kill Negan in the worst way at the end of this season, I'm done watching it, bro.
And then this guy was
like, how did Rick get off before Negan?
That's what I'm saying.
Negan's still alive to this day.
Negan had to see. Yeah, Negan had to go. Like,
but yeah, that's how I felt about Lamar. I'm like, wait, y'all built up. Yeah, bro, you never seen him Walking Dead?
You never seen that part, bro? Everybody was Negan, bro, but he was really Negan, though.
Yeah, he was
Negan for real.
Negan was him.
Y'all sound like y'all just saying an adjective for something that a
no, that's what they were saying it on there like, yeah, bro. And they're like, you are Negan.
Yeah.
I am Negan.
We are Negan.
Yeah, we
are
Negan.
Like, what?
Hey,
like,
what? They got that off?
Yeah. Hey, now I think about it.
These cats over here kneeing.
Okay. Carter going forward.
Let me move it on, man.
Yeah, what we want to get to, man.
Hey, man, why they say the sky's the limit if it's footprints on the moon?
Hey, bro. Nah. I got one for you. It's 52 days in a week, right? Or 52 weeks in the year, right?
Yeah.
Right. 7 days in a week.
You already used to break me up. I don't know.
52 weeks in a year. Yeah. 7 days
a week.
Right.
That's only 364 days, bro. Where we get the 365th day from? And 366 is in a leap year.
Dang. Hold on. What are we doing right now?
Wait, man.
I'm talking about weeks in a year.
Let me get this calculator real quick. Yeah, he ain't
weeks.
Lying, man. Yeah.
Hold on, bro. That's not right, bro.
I thought it was 364. Well, no, 365 point in a fourth, because that's the leap year, right? The fourth is a leap year.
366,
but then that's 366.
Yeah, I don't know, bro. That's a good
why
one.
Why in church that's do they wild. Tell us to bow
So it's an head. Extra day. So it's really 52 weeks in one day, basically.
Why do we bow our head when we pray if God's up there?
I don't bow my head when I pray. I look up.
I don't even close my eyes.
Hey, yo, God, you see me?
Which the bar hair is this kid's like, nah, I'm looking now.
What we got, man? Let's get some music, man. Some music that came out.
Nah, I'll leave that one out.
It's some music I seen, man, and the one that
music. Hold up, bro.
I'm gonna look for. I ain't even get to yet.
Well, let's get to it, man.
My mind warps and bends, floats the wind, count to 10, meet the twin, Andre Ben, welcome to the lion's den. Original skin, many men comprehend, I extend myself, so you go out and tell a friend. Sin all depends on what you believe in.
What y'all get to, man? It was three albums that came out. Was it three or two? I think it was two that I got to yesterday that I was excited about. One was Black, and the other one was Hit Boy.
Hit Boy came out with another album?
Mm-hmm.
I heard about the Hit Boy joint, but I ain't.
Yeah, he rapping. Hit Boy rapping, and he got mad features on there. It was pretty dope. Okay, y'all get to the Black album, though. No, let's talk Black, man. That's the most anticipated. What's y'all thoughts on the Black album?
I ain't get to the Black yet.
I ain't got no thoughts
yet, bro. I was really get to like, it? I was really like hoping for Black like 3 years ago, bro. So I wasn't really enthused to try to get to it right away. My wife told me though that it started out kind of slow and then it get better. Like.
That's what I was hoping. Cause I only got to like I'm looking at it, and I got to that number four Playing House.
Yeah, she said it get better like around after that.
Yeah, all right, I'm gonna get back to it. Then.
You get to it, Carlin?
I ain't get to nothing, bro. I told you I was too busy.
Yeah, the mouth
out of the king.
The mouth king.
How
I got
it,
to it. I got to it.
Well, tell us about it.
All right, man. Uh-oh. I love Black. Uh-oh. It ain't bad.
Man.
No.
The way he said it,
it's just I listened to it kind of all the way through. It's just kind of mid, bro. On first listen, it just felt kind of mid to me. It ain't no track. Like, it's a vibe, bro. Like, you could listen to it. It's a vibe. I feel like on a late night or whatever, like, it would hit. But it wasn't one single song that I was like, yo. You know what I mean? Like, it wasn't one song that I was like, yo, this is fire. It was all just like, oh, yeah, this is cool. Like, not bad, but just cool. Smooth. Like, just smooth. And that... He kind of switched up his sound for a lot of this. Yeah, like he ain't go with the same. He was rapping on one of these joints, Preach, I think it was. That's probably my favorite track on there.
Don't it sound a little bit like?
Fast forward a little bit.
Still starving like I need for my seconds. Trying to find my stroke. It won't take too long. All I need is 4 seconds. I gotta get my dreams back vivid. I put the weed down, but only for a week now. Next week is back to Chief style. Dropped the whole world, went up in flames. It's been only me and about 5 other niggas promoting change. I get sick of being looped in. I'm praying for a beat switch. In a lewd transition, moving on my feet quick. Limited thinking, gimmicks and placements. Mimicking faces, committed to the wicked.
That's probably my favorite song. That's because he was really going crazy.
Yeah,
that's the only song he's doing that though. But he has some joints. I just
so is it better than his first two?
Nah, not to me.
Issa Lana love letters?
Not to me. Not our first listen.
Yes. Joe and them was saying Issa Lana love letters wasn't that good.
Oops. No, that was fire. I love that album.
Remember, they said it wasn't. I'm like, fucking.
Oh, I thought Issa Lana love letter was hard. I had that, like, I loved it, that up there.
Yeah.
My album of the year at that time.
Yeah, that was fire to me.
Yeah, that was tough. His first one was crazy, too. His first album, what was it called? Black, right? Wasn't it called Black? Or?
I think so.
Yeah, he, I mean.
Free Black.
Yeah, Free Black. This one was just, and it was long, bro. 19 tracks. I ain't really need 19.
Oh, he hit 19. That's what made me
not, it's like, I'm not about to get
I don't think, like, he could have trimmed some of the fat. I think it would have been better, but for 19 tracks, and it was kind of, like, monotone through the whole joint, and not, like, necessarily his voice, but just the temperament of it was just kind of... you gotta get to it.
I gotta drive to Ohio next week, so I'll get to it.
There you go, Dennis.
And... with all the R&B that been coming out, like, I just say, to me, he ain't matched the level of some of these other albums that's coming out. Like, he ain't matched it to me.
It's black R&B.
He's like in between a little bit, right? Like hip hop, like
he was just rapping on that joint, but to me, he's more soul.
R&B, yeah, he just said Atlanta. Yeah, he had Atlanta.
Somebody mic going crazy.
Yeah, Atlanta R&B.
Atlanta rapping beat.
That's right, my phone. I thought it was me.
That me?
Somebody might just keep going, but
yeah, that's an Atlanta rapping B.
Yeah.
Rapping B.
Yeah.
I like that. Like the middle,
he's
like,
soulful. It's mood music. Like, right. I feel like you just gotta be in the mood to listen to that. Yeah. I ain't the type of dude that wants to hear super, like, mellow tracks, like, all the way through 19 tracks. You know what I mean? Like, some of it, yeah, but...
That's what made, like, I ain't gonna compare, but that's what made, like, Summer and them and SZA good to me. It was like, they give you the mellow, but then they gonna turn it up. You know,
SZA has some like rock songs on there.
It's like, they give you a wide spectrum. But the first four tracks I'm missing, I'm like, man, I don't know if I'm gonna listen to the rest of this. It's Black, because Black is real small. I'm like, I'm gonna get to the rest of it, but.
It ain't bad. Y'all should definitely give it a try. I was hoping for more. I'm a big Black fan. I was hoping for more.
I'm a big Black fan too. I just ain't.
That sounds silly.
I had to say pause.
I just think it took too long, bro.
Yeah.
I just think it took too long, man. That's
took
why
too
I'm
long
gonna...
to be this though. Like,
and
I feel
then
like
the singles was like regular.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
it didn't stand out to make you like, oh, that's what he coming with. Oh, I can't wait till.
That's how the whole album was. Nothing really stood out. It's like, ooh, it was just like, oh, this is cool. It's cool. It don't sound bad. It's cool, but yeah. What else though? Y'all ain't get to the Hit-Boy album?
No, I
didn't know Hit-Boy.
I'm surprised
Melvin
didn't get to it. I was listening to it, trying to compare it to Metro's album, which there's really no, you can't really do that because it's just way different. And Metro ain't rapping like Hit-Boy is rapping.
Yeah, Hit-Boy actually rap.
But Hit-Boy got some beats, bro.
Yeah, he different.
Hit-Boy is fire with the beats. Like, he
different.
He might.
Hey, him and Alchemist dropped a project too, right?
That was just a song. That was just a song. Yeah,
it's on there. That song is on the album.
I thought they did a whole project like that.
Nah,
they need to. They need to.
They probably got it, but they ain't put it out though.
Right. Yeah,
him and Alchemist. Yeah,
that's what Nas said. That's how Magic came about. Magic was just kind of some like I ain't gonna say leftovers, but like leftover beats. I'll say from when they was doing King Disease. So there was a kind of beats they had.
That's crazy. Like, Magic being a leftover album is crazy.
He's just leftover beats and he decided to write. That sound crazy to me.
I just feel like him and Hit-Boy just don't miss. Like, they just got the sauce together. Because Nas was putting out music before he got with Hit-Boy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It wasn't sticking. The
one with Ye was trash.
The one with Ye wasn't good. He put out that Lost Tapes album that was all right.
That was like, yeah.
It was like... Yeah, he had like RZA and stuff, you know, producing, but like him and Hit-Boy.
Yeah, him and Hit-Boy is crazy.
Hit-Boy, it just be them in the studio, they said. Like, I like that. I like hearing that. For like a legend like Nas. Like,
yeah, because Nas gonna be having no features for real.
Yeah, it just be like, yo, go rap. Like, all right, so.
Yeah, he don't.
I'm with it.
Well, he had some on the first two.
He had a couple, but.
But these last couple, he ain't having none. He just rapping. Yeah. That's all I got to, though, this week.
Hey, DJ Envy, man. Shut up. All right, stop talking.
Dang.
Because you said... You said 50 Cent can beat Lil Wayne in the verses.
Man, bro, Envy is...
Like, y'all gotta stop this.
Oh my God.
Come on, man. Yeah, they gotta stop disrespecting...
Like, and I ain't trying to disrespect 50, legend, but like...
Longevity.
His best song is In the Club, right?
That's his biggest hit. That's his biggest song, right?
That's his biggest hit.
All right, so we put that, like... We ain't even gotta use a milli for that.
Nah, In the Club is winning, out. I think In the Club is winning, though.
But we don't get...
That's
right,
a smack... For the masses.
We could do
6 masses.
Foot, 7 foot against that. And then we still got a milli in the tuck.
In the Club is one of the biggest rap songs ever. I don't know.
So 6 foot, though. 6 foot when it came out. Everybody's rapping
than,
over
I
that
I don't
beat.
Think it's bigger than In the Club. You don't hear 6 foot seven at parties still. Like, you hear In the Club at every... All right,
so
every
19-1
party.
Then.
He's smoking them. Don't
Wayne
get me wrong.
Green and yellow against that, and then it's 19-1.
Wayne is smoking 50 in a versus. Yeah. In the club is a point, though. In the club is a point.
I'll give 50 the benefit of the doubt. I ain't going to disrespect him. 17-3, though.
17-3. Okay.
He might get Wangsta.
Yeah.
He might get In the Club.
Yeah.
And then he might get...
Because I was thinking of what? What's the candy shop? But he Wayne can
get,
do...
he ain't gonna get Candy Shop.
What's the joint with T-Pain? Get Money. Like, he can just put that against Candy Shop.
Yeah, Candy Shop.
It depends what Wayne would put against it.
Wayne got mixtape drinks that he could put against.
I think that's what makes it right,
Mark. DJ Envy, man, you gotta stop.
Yeah, he got
I ain't gonna disrespect 50 and say 20-0 because that's my Wayne bias.
That's almost worse.
17-3.
I say like 17-3, 16-4. You know?
Because
it depends how
50,
it plays out.
50
man,
got
smoking.
21 questions. Yeah. 21 yeah. questions.
21
yeah,
questions
be,
was probably.
It's
a
just
dub.
That first. It's shot. That first album. That first 50 Cent yeah. album. I think
first
is
album.
Like,
yeah,
many man, could, many man could.
Many man.
He can get some on many man.
But Wayne could get into his what's the joint with No, not shoot.
He can get into his Carter One bag.
Yeah, Carter 1, he can get
he
to Carter 2.
Carter 2. You know, Carter
can,
1, Carter 2,
he
can bring
Fireman. We ain't even
talk
Fireman.
And Wayne got mad features that he could play. Like, him featuring on people's songs, that was smashes. Like, he could play
Wayne,
any
I'm
of
giving
those.
You the cheat code. If you go against Ye or Jay-Z, go first and do Run This Town first. That's the point.
Yeah, because you have to. You got to use that against him. Now, that take is almost as bad as... what's his name saying that Buster would beat Bust would smoke Jay-Z in
oh
versus.
My god,
yeah, bro.
Man.
He ain't the first person I said say that. I don't understand.
Busta Rhymes though, they gonna keep saying Busta Rhymes.
Busta like, Rhymes though.
What we gonna do with put your hands where my eyes can see.
I ain't gonna disrespect Busta
anything.
Either. Busta got some heat.
No,
Busta
got
heat, some
heat.
But come
he ain't
on,
the,
man.
He ain't
he
the
not,
one
he
that I would.
Better than Jay Z. Right.
We gotta
he's
see
not
him
better
and Missy.
Than Jay-Z.
It can't be Busta and Jay. It gotta be Busta and Missy. That's the one we want. So,
but I thought Melly Mel was basically saying though that Busta is the number one rapper.
That's what he was saying.
Like,
that's what he was saying. Like, cause
like,
he said he got the.
It ain't
package.
Even about the verses. He tripping.
He said he can rap. He got sales with people. Like his performance. Like he got all the elements of hip hop. Cause he said Jay Z don't really perform as well as Busta, which I agree.
That's probably true.
But,
sure.
But Jay got everything.
I might be in the minority, but I don't care about performance like that. Cause Jay Z ain't gonna be jumping around doing the stuff that Busta do. But Jay Z gonna give you. I would like to see Jay Z just rap. Just live. I don't care
Jay-Z
if he's standing
gonna
still.
Be performing at a jazz club, bro. Like Jay-Z, right. not like like that's the crowd he gonna be.
It gotta be Jay-Z and Drake. That's the one I want to see.
Like as a rapper, we just appreciate people who can rap
Wayne
live. Like,
right.
It gotta be Wayne and Drake.
Yeah, well, that's gonna be hits.
Yeah,
it'll be tough one. Though, cause a lot of their hits is together though.
Right.
But Wayne got so many, and Drake got so many. They could put on mad stuff that they ain't even had nothing to do with.
right. I just had to
you
say
need
that.
To stop having verses and like just have a party. You know what I mean? Like party where hits go back and forth, like which hit is gonna like shake room.
That's
because that's all verses is, like throw parties.
Right. That's why Dennis saying Wayne and Drake make more sense. They could just celebrate each other, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
I was hoping that the verses thing would turn into more like concerts like that. Like versus concerts, like having two cats going head to head in a concert back and forth, like
fire.
That would be too fire, bro. Like that would be too fire. But the thing about it is, we never gonna get the ones we want to see. That's the problem with it, though.
Right.
Like, the cats that we want to see ain't doing no versus battles, right. So.
Bro, here's an idea. Like, what if you had a party and you have, like, because you know how, like, DJs will work the room at a party. Can you do that with one artist? Can you still, like, keep the room interested, like, with one artist playing from song to song?
Yeah.
With
them, like, it's a Lil Wayne party.
Genres?
It's a 50 party, yeah.
That'd be hard.
Especially like, that's a challenge for all y'all DJs out there.
Yeah, DJs is doing like a Jeezy night
for 4 hours, though. You got to be able to run 4 hours. You got to slow it down, speed it up, cuz right. You got to bring out the fight music. You got to do all that.
Fight music. You know a fight got to break out, bro. It ain't.
You definitely got to have every style of music, though. Nah, that'd be hard. It's only a few artists you can run a 4 hour special.
Not 4
with.
Hours. It ain't.
Yeah, it's that list that we said.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
Wayne,
like, not everybody could do it. That would separate a lot of this stuff out.
Yeah.
Hey, we gotta have the ad lib conversation soon. I was thinking about this the other night. Let's jot that down for next week.
I got
you. Okay. Top 5 ad libs. We gotta have it.
Top 5.
Hey, since we on Melly Mel, y'all wanna talk about his Eminem comments too? Or y'all wanna save that?
Yeah. I think you said he had a let's get it now, cause we wait one more week on that. It's over.
It's gonna be over.
So Melly Mel basically, you might have to correct me if I'm wrong, Mel, because I don't remember. But he was asked if Eminem, what'd he say? I forget what the question even was. If he should be in the top 10 or something like that.
Yeah, is he a top 10 rapper of all time?
And he said his answer was basically like, Eminem is dope, like, but he's white. Like, of course he's top 10 because he's white, right? Like, basically saying like he got a big advantage because he's white. So my question is, do y'all feel like white rappers have an advantage?
No.
Not Eminem. Y'all heard this guy? I think it's hard. Like, this guy was, it ain't like he was trash, you know what I'm saying?
Melly Mel couldn't listen to Eminem.
Like, prime Eminem? I'm not talking about, like, when he was doing his, like.
Yeah, like, Eminem about, show like, Eminem? Eminem was, like, yeah, like yeah. Slim Shady? It, what?
Like, when High Kids? You like
Eminem had a run, bro. Yeah. Like, and I don't think it was because.
But he was saying this cat's like Royce that rap just as good or better than him, but that will never be on his level because he ain't white.
Different. I don't think it's that. Different. I think it's the song, the songs that they making, right? So Royce don't make songs to appease to the masses. But when you got Eminem, like some of his songs are like more anthem, like. You know, well, Royce is like, I'm just gonna rap. I'm not trying to appease none of y'all. I'm gonna just stick to the art. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know, bro. I see the other side of it. I do see the other side of it. I'm not saying I agree with him, but you gotta think, bro. When you a white rapper, like, you automatically, as far as fan base goes, you automatically kind of a step ahead because
you automatically got all of
the fans. Whole white community.
Yeah.
Like, think about it, bro. Before Eminem, it wasn't nobody who was respected as like an actual like white rapper.
We have Vanilla Ice think. Though.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you. Though. Exactly. Vanilla Ice, bro. But he wasn't respected. He wasn't respected in that way. And then Eminem came, and now all the white people like, oh, we got a white rapper. Like, and then it just became like a thing. You know what I mean? Like, I just feel like he tapped into an entire fan base that
probably wasn't the market.
Probably wasn't even listening to rap like that. So just because the white people are the majority in America, like, now you automatically get shot to the top. Like, not saying it wasn't, like, because he wasn't good, because he could rap too, but because, bro, let's think about it, bro. Because I'm thinking about even today, like, it's mad rappers, like, bro, we talk about Logic all the time, bro. If Logic wasn't white, y'all think he would have the fan base he had?
Logic black.
But he looks white, bro. These white kids love Logic, bro.
I'm just messing around.
I'm tired
of
Logic, too.
Yeah, all right. NF. NF sells more than Lecrae right now, bro. NF
got an album coming out, too, by the way.
He does.
Yeah. NF sells more than...
Y'all think NF...
NF sells more than Cray, for real?
What are you talking about?
Yes, bro.
Because they got both. They got both fan bases, though.
Without question, bro.
That's crazy to think about.
See, Kato, I didn't think about it that way, bro. I thought about it. That whole Melly Mel statement, I thought what he was just saying was just he was looking through a different pair of glasses. Like, But now that you saying this stuff, like you,
bro, when you tap into the white crowd,
because and it's not even Eminem got all of the white fans, and he got some black fans, like. Cause I had Eminem on my MP3 player, bro. Yeah. Like going crazy, loving Eminem. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But
that's a good
you
point,
might be yes. right. Like if we talk about sales and popularity in the fan bases,
popularity, yeah,
it's pretty much doubled up. Yeah.
Like white rappers, bro, they be at the top of the charts often, bro. Like I'm not gonna lie, they do.
That is the Macklemore 2012 thing. That's the whole thing. That you absolutely right. Because there's no way that he had the better album.
Right. I ain't think of that, Caleb. I ain't gonna lie to you. That's a good point. That's a good
bro, I even be checking the charts sometimes, and it'd be like random white rappers I never knew. Like some like country rapper dude. And they'd be like number one on the charts. Like, bro, who is he? It's just like because they appeal to that. You know what I mean? Like, so Eminem is one of the top, one of the best. Like, I think he's one of the best.
But you can look at that on the CHA side too, though. Cat like Toby Mac, bro, is probably the GOAT over there.
Yeah.
When it comes to
like sales and stuff.
Sales and all of that, cause Toby Mac, bro, I went to some festivals, bro, with Lecrae there, Flame there, like mad cats that we love.
Yeah.
But Toby Mac had
Toby
the
Mac smoking.
Toby Mac yeah. had the main stage
yeah.
on Smash, bro. Right. The money behind Toby Mac was crazy, bro. Like you can even tell by the stage and the lighting, like
all that, right?
So, bro, he ain't spitting no nothing we want to hear. But right. I mean, I ain't gonna say that, but it ain't.
What yeah, he tapped into like the CCM too, but like, yeah, like bro, white people get excited for white rappers, bro. Like I'm not gonna lie to you. Right. Like even when I would go places, sometimes they'd be like. Oh, he, like, it was Cass telling me I sound like Eminem. Like, no, I don't sound like Eminem. I'm just white and I rap.
No song.
Yeah. Oh, you're like, a Christian Eminem. Like, no, I'm not. Like, y'all literally just excited that I'm white and I rap. You know what I mean? Like,
hey, Caleb, there's never any song you ever wrote that
ever.
Sound like Eminem ever.
Like,
at all.
But that's what's funny about it is, like, people just, damn. They get it, like, especially like white church kids and stuff, bro. Like Andy Mineo when he came out, like, bro,
yeah,
they Mineo. Just love it, bro. They like, I don't know why. It's like maybe they can relate to it better or whatever.
Cause I heard people say that Andy Mineo was bigger than Lecrae at one point.
Yeah,
I heard that too, Dennis. I've heard that. Like, so, but Caleb, you put it into a different perspective that I kind of just wasn't even
me either.
I didn't even think about though.
I think white rappers have an advantage, bro, when it comes to, like, selling records and when it comes to the fan base.
Yeah. I see.
Like, they automatically just have an advantage because white people just be excited to see, white people just be hyped to see white rappers, like.
Right, and then black rap fans is going to like it all.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you good, they going to like it.
If you good, they going to hype you up.
That's the thing about hip-hop.
Yeah, it's a double whammy.
Because I don't think, like, I look at NF, bro. I don't think it's a lot of black people that listen to NF for real.
I don't.
All the people I know that listen to NF are like.
Bro. You don't know NF?
He a Christian rapper?
He was.
Oh, he was. Know. Yeah, he was. And then he went mainstream.
He mainstream now, but he like, bro. He mainstream.
Like NF, mainstream. NF was in at this church in Niles one time with Thizzle and Sean and them. They was all on the same
yeah, I remember you telling me that.
And it was like right after that, bro, and NF just took off. Like, I ain't saying that moment he took off, but
still,
like his
that time
when
frame.
He
yeah.
that whatever tour he was on,
yeah,
took off, bro. Like NF was everywhere on commercials. His music was on commercials. His music was on everything, bro. MTV shows and stuff.
That's crazy.
You said at the bottom NF.
Yeah. Yeah, bro. I mean, I guarantee if I look at the charts right now, it's an NF album like in the top like 20
if you dookie,
somewhere.
You dookie,
yep, the search is number 12 right now.
You number 12?
12 right now, and that was an album that came out in 2019.
Dang.
We talking about a dude that's Clouds is number 20. He got two albums in the top 20 right now.
That's crazy, bro.
That's crazy.
Oh, the way you put it, as far as the sales, I think so. I agree.
Cause then that ain't that good to me, bro. Like he can rap, but he ain't like.
He did have to get respect though. Like that's one like.
And Eminem is different because he had like he came in with Dre and like you know what I mean. He had the respect from like actual rappers, like respected OGs in the game. It wasn't like he just came in and the label was just like, oh, here's your, you know, Jack Harlow. Like here's another white rapper. Like, bro, let's be honest. That's what, bro, let's be honest. That's what Jack Harlow was, bro. He was the label push, like the token white rapper that the label wanted to push.
Yeah.
I probably rap at some bar mitzvahs or something, then they just like, hey,
this is pretty good. Yo, that's crazy. I mean, if hip hop going on, come on, you know, cross
culture. That's what they, that's what Lil Dicky.
Yeah.
That's what he is.
I like Lil Dicky, man.
Michael Scott and Dwight Schrute got a rap song too.
Nice, bro.
I never heard of that one.
It was on the Office.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just trying to have fun.
Man, now, Office bag, bro.
Just trying to make us laugh, man. That's
good, man. I'm with you, Mo.
I don't watch The Office like that, so I don't know.
I don't either.
We got bars, Mo?
Yeah.
Let's get to them, bro. We got to get to the bars.
All right.
Gotta get to the bars.
He said, you listening to a musician tried to tell this beautician a track ain't for horseplay.
You listening. Say it again.
You listening to a musician tried to tell this beautician a track ain't for horseplay.
Okay.
Now, is that y'all? Is that a double to y'all or is that a triple?
This track ain't for horseplay. I get that part. Try to tell this beautician. Like the horse hair type.
That's only a double, right?
I think it's a triple because horseplay, beautician, the track, and then the track horses racing on a track type joint. Yeah.
So I'm gonna start. I'm gonna start with Carla. Where you at, Carla?
Oh, my power don't cut out again.
I'm going.
You can't look at the room right.
The rest sound like somebody busting in my window right now.
I know it's a triple and all that. I'm going Snoop though. I'm going Snoop level. Because it's cool, you know. Yeah. It's layered.
Right.
But it's just cool.
Yana, where you at with it, dog?
You listening to a musician. I feel like it was Snoop, too, because it didn't correlate together. Like, you listening to a musician.
Okay.
I just feel like it was just... The last two bars were cool, but, like... It didn't all scheme together. It was just like.
I think it's easier wordplay.
Okay. Where you at with it, Dennis?
Yeah, I got it about CD range. Okay. CD range, you know.
I ain't never think I'd hear this day.
Who is that, man?
My boy Loaded Lux got CD range.
Yeah, I wasn't. It just. Our first listen, I was like, that's kind of whack. But then I got the track. Like, I started understanding, but nah, it wasn't. To me, it was kind of mid. Okay. What you got him out?
I ain't gonna lie, I'm right there with y'all, though.
We ain't gonna give him a B, but we gonna give him.
It was like Snoop.
Hey, one, away, two. Man.
Bringing to the folk, Snoop Doggy Dogg and Dr. Dre is at the dope. Ready to make an entrance. So
is them battle bars?
Nah, that was on the beat.
Oh, I would have said, that's a battle bar. That's a Nick Cannon bar.
that was on the beat, man.
Okay.
I think that's all. Oh, let me try to find this one.
Bro, we just let Lil Wayne get away with stunting like my daddy. Like that was a random thought I be having. Some like we just let this cat get away with this.
Yeah, that was kind of wild.
Yeah, man.
I'm starting like my daddy. Hey,
Mount, you gotta put, go ahead, Mount. Go ahead, you got it.
I got y'all. He said, "Man, if you saw what I flew here, you like he's sick in there. If you're not running some, well, I ain't gonna say that. We not gonna keep kicking it. Classics, I keep scribbling. Lights in the universal building just keep flickering. Money just keep coming in. You would think I'm Irish the way that it stay doubling. I could feed a country with the tax that I pay governments. Whatever they're doing with my cash is very troubling." The one I want to focus on is the money just keep coming in. You would think that I'm Irish the way that it stays doubling. I could feed a country with the tax that I pay governments. Whatever they doing with my cash is very troubling.
See, it's cool. It's cool. I'm going Snoop again. Snoop. I know you ain't asked me, but like,
I just keep going, man. What's up with it?
But I'm just
step
saying,
right
like,
in.
I know, like, it sound good on the track. Like when I'm listening to the song, it sound way better. Yeah, but just hearing the bars, I'm going Snoop.
Okay. I'm gonna just keep the same reason, order, man. What's up with you?
Me?
Yeah.
I'm going Eshawn. I like that bar. It ain't because it was like a crazy triple or nothing, but it's just the flow was kind of cool. I like that.
Okay, see, I played this one now. Where you at with it?
I like it.
I think I'm with Carlin, bro. I think I'm Snoop Rain. Snoop, okay. I think I'm Snoop Rain.
All right, it's a tough crowd today. Ooh, it's a tough crowd. We split down the middle, bro. We got to have a tiebreaker.
Hey.
We'll go Eshawn. We did Snoop the last time, bruh. We gonna do Eshawn.
It pushed down like the gas, I accelerated. Feel I made it on my own. My grind got me here alone. Lying to myself, my basic instinct like Sharon Stone. You brought me out of Egypt. Now my money right, I'm eating. I'm relieved. I'ma need my mornings, evenings, and my weekends back. Whenever
you had to get off.
Who is that?
That was Drizzy on that BB King.
Okay.
King style.
Yeah, that was C, man.
All right, Drizzy.
Yeah, Drizzy.
I was trying to get some bars from that 1K Few feature on Yavez album. Because he said some silly stuff on there, bro. Well, first of all, shout out to Yavez because y'all still spitting. 2023. And the song actually was pretty good, but y'all gave a few bars on that song.
It's the shoe, right? I never heard that. Hey.
Hey, batter, swing.
Gotta keep my guard around me
when I'm in the ring. Then what do you say? Something about an angel. I got my wings. Like, bro, you just saying rhyming words. That ain't gonna fly.
Yeah, like, bro. Like,
hey, listen, I don't. That's a pet peeve of mine. You can't just say words that rhyme like, and think you're rapping well. Like,
check this out.
If I get, we'll say
1K Few is popular in CHH right now because we're connected to.
He's very popular.
If I clean you up, that feature for free.
Oh, we all
need my bread back. I need my bread back. like y'all just cleaned him up. Like, I hope y'all just ain't pay for that feature.
Right.
If so, you owe my man money back.
Nah, he definitely paid for the feature, bro. you paying for a few.
Yeah, run that. I don't want to say it's terrible, but that's not good. Bro.
Nah. Y'all be spitting, bro. Hold up, bro.
Sleeping, landed on my feet when they threw me off the deep end. See walking, how I be walking.
Bruce Banner, how they be hawking for the green, but ain't beans talking. That's all we gotta play. Like, he clean.
Yeah, bro.
Yavez, bro.
Y'all,
shout out to y'all. We gotta get y'all in the pod and ask him why he did a few like that.
Nah, we can't.
Man, yeah, I got questions for y'all.
Nah, we can. We can.
I got questions for him. Yeah.
We can, bro.
I got questions for him, too.
For y'all? Okay,
you gotta hang it up, dog.
I reached out to him like a few weeks ago. He responded to me.
He did or not?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, y'all be hitting me back, too, but he ain't never.
He just like a regular dude.
Yeah, nah, he mad cool.
Let's get 1K on here.
No. That's the thing about it, bro, because I'd be like, for all of y'all who be like, man, y'all should do, like, interviews and stuff. Like, bro, it's some cast I just don't care to, like, I don't want to talk to. And most of the people we want to talk to ain't who most listeners will want to hear us talk to. You know what I mean? Right. Like, I don't know. And I've been around some of these cats. Like, I don't care. Like, I don't want to, like, if we being honest.
But yeah, I don't change the clock. I don't care what y'all think.
Like, that's facts.
Like, bro, I was like, I've never heard a truer bar. Like, this cat really don't care for real.
I said, I'm trying to think. It was a bar on the Super San Vegeta. I said, so think of the LeBron James Dwayne Wade picture. That's what I was thinking of, right? You know when Dwayne Wade threw the alley-oop to Bron. Yeah. So I said, assistant transition, I oop for the ring. Finish my part with my arms to the side. No, I'm not cocky. Just know that he fly. I'm painting that picture of that. But I'm talking about God in the whole time.
Yeah, that's hard. Nah, I've always had this sports punchline.
You got it, though. You got 1K fuel. Better.
Swing, better.
Exactly,
better.
Bro.
I got my wings when I'm in the ring.
Y'all want to know another reason I Lil Mount keep naming people he thought was better than me?
Than you?
Yeah, and 1K was... Well, I ain't trying to diss 1K, but I'm like, all right.
Nah, bro, I ain't gonna say
disrespect crazy.
So I listen. I let him listen. Like, Dad, you're really good. It's like, yeah. We all nice on this podcast. Yeah.
I mean, We might not give 1K the benefit of the doubt though, because he ain't no bars rapper. He ain't no bars rapper. Right. 1K is
He like a vibey.
Bro. I would equate him to like Quavo, you know, like
Dying Quavo.
Yes, sir. Gosh, bring it back. Dying Quavo.
You ain't listening to Quavo for bars, but right. He might come with this swaggy flow. Like,
Quavo.
He just got cornier as time went on for me, though.
Yeah.
That might be my problem.
I've never been a 1K fan.
When he first came out, when he came out with Hammer Time, him and Cray, I was like, yo, this dude is kind of fire.
Yeah, that's what got me. Yeah.
I liked him. And then I'm like, yo, he just got dookie. Like, his stuff is
blockhead.
Bro, but like, if we're thinking about this as a sport, I feel like Malk should just like go straight at 1K, like some better bars. Like, that's just what it is. Like, it's a competitive sport. You know what I mean?
Nah, it ain't even worth it, bro. These cats
just do better.
Nah, cats know what it is. You can hear it. you can hear the difference.
We
man.
Did nice. Wait till that Yano drop. You feel me? Man. Which y'all think this is? Y'all think it's we all nice over here? So.
Oh man!
Shout out to John Jones, man. We about to get another fight in July. You feel me?
Another
him
one.
Him and Stipe. Stay away. Listen, stay away from Las Vegas until it's fight week, John.
Stay away from Vegas. Don't even.
I'm not gonna lie. Me and Rachel might make that flight. We're gonna see what them tickets hitting for. You feel me?
For real?
Yeah, we might have to.
Vegas tickets don't be that much, bro.
Just depending on how UFC trying to crack people for that one, though.
Vegas tickets to get out there?
Yeah, certain UFC tickets be a little bit. They hit you for, and it's going to be one on one, so.
Yeah, I mean, Vegas tickets to get there might not be that bad, but just being in Vegas is expensive,
tough.
Bro.
Yeah.
Like, shout out to him, man. We getting 2 John Jones fights this year.
Yeah, shout out. Shout out to John Jones.
No, what else we got, man?
That might be it today.
I think that's it.
My voice is giving out on me.
Yeah.
I gotta see what these vid results looking like.
Yeah, man.
I didn't even check my email. I'm scared to check it now.
For real, bro, because you might just be in that room right there, bro.
Just isolated.
ISO. You see where I'm at? I'm ISO, bro.
I'm ISO. I'm calling ISO. Kobe.
ISO.
I'm gonna go downstairs like, hey, babe.
ISO left. Hey, we know what. ISO left, Cole. ISO left.
Y'all fans of the show, Snowfall?
Yeah,
I used
I'm
to
behind,
be. That's
I'm
another
behind.
One that,
hey,
that
listen,
fell
man,
off for me.
Listen, this is the best season, bro.
Oh, dude, for real?
Ain't no
better.
Way, bro. Ain't no way.
Bro, this is probably the best season.
I gotta get to it.
Like, it's. It's going down. This is right, the bet. Best thing. Check that out.
Yeah, I ain't even start this.
And then,
yet,
and then, like,
bad.
I don't know. I don't know how this. If y'all get disturbed off of stuff, but
I know what you're about to say. I think
Jared Fogle is a nasty boy, bro.
Wait, what? What is this?
Subway dude, bro.
Oh yeah, no, I watched it.
Nah,
I watched it.
Nasty
sick.
Boy, bro.
Yeah,
disgusting. Yeah.
I didn't even get through the whole thing yet.
I couldn't
bro.
Finish it. But
I did.
I'm on like the second episode.
Oh, the third is the worst, bro.
It
the
get
third
worse,
gets.
Bro?
Oh, it gets horrible, bro.
It's getting terrible, bro.
It gets real bad. Yeah, the third
See,
is real bad.
Have you seen
bad.
It, Carlin?
He a sicko, bro.
Nah,
so,
y'all
yeah,
just
bro,
wait.
Let's
I'm telling
about,
you.
Let's talk
gets,
about how he blew up the fame, and he just a freak boy.
Pedophile,
bro.
Like, real life. Yeah, him and the dude he was working with. Just wait. I'm telling y'all. Did y'all get to that part yet? The dude he was working with.
So that's the second episode where they start talking about him. I ain't.
But
get
they
to
get
that
into what he was doing though,
nah,
like
I ain't get
in
to
the
that.
Detail.
You know they just introduce him. I ain't.
Just
get
wait.
To
watch that third one. You're gonna be like, yeah, it's all the way bad. He a nasty dude. Put him under the prison.
Yeah, throw him.
Both
yeah,
of them.
Put him in there, R. Kelly, and don't let neither one of them out.
And then, if y'all ain't get it, I didn't watch the whole series. I watched a couple episodes with my wife, but that Swarm.
That's what I thought
series,
she was getting at. I heard that was pretty good.
Bro,
yeah, I heard that was pretty good.
My dude Ed put on Twitter, he's like, if I ever said anything about Beyonce, I'm sorry. I'm like, what you trying to join? Yeah. I ain't know about Swarmer, bro. I'm like, you trying to join Illuminati? He said, nah, I just seen Swarm, and I ain't trying to have no crazy fans come to the
race. Yeah, bro. I actually was gonna get to that this week. I heard it was pretty interesting.
If you need a comedy show that's well written, Ted Lasso. I'm trying to tell y'all.
Yeah, I started watching
that show. What you keep saying,
it's amazing, bro. Like it's just silly. Like, I don't know.
Bro, it's mad shows that I've been watching that just ended, but it's some good shows out, bro. Mayor of Kingstown.
Bel-Air, too.
And it's Mayor of Kingstown. You ain't get to that.
Godfather of Harlem.
Godfather of Harlem. Your Honor. Y'all ain't see Your Honor.
Your Honor.
Your Honor is crazy. That might be my favorite show right now.
Yeah, that's probably my favorite.
Your Honor getting to it? I ain't watched the second season yet.
But that's why I be thrown off by some of these trash shows, because I'd be like, I watched Your Honor, like, the writing is so good.
So good.
The storyline is so good. Yeah. And then I go to the acting is good. Then you go to like BMF. I'm like, this is cornball activity.
Or even Wu-Tang, Yans. Like, I was watching exactly. Wu-Tang. I'm like, man, I can't watch this after watching Mayor of Kingstown. Like,
right. Kingstown is fire. Mayor of Kingstown is fire.
I got a solo. So I started the Mayor of Kingstown a long time ago. And I just haven't gotten through it yet. But I'm gonna get to it.
Maybe
get
to it. That first episode, they got to it. Like, they like, so.
Yeah, I seen the first episode, how that joint ended, and then that's like where I stopped at the first episode. Gotcha. So I'm gonna get to that though.
And then Severance on Apple TV was good too.
Yeah, I started.
Severance
that
was good.
Yeah.
I keep hearing about Severance.
Dennis, I don't know if you would like it, because it's like, I don't feel like it's your bag for real, but I feel.
What
like
it's about?
You go to this place that dude is working at, and when you go to work, you forget everything. So your work life and your home life is completely separate, but they trying to, so when you go home, your work, like, you have nothing, you have no memory of, like, what happened at work when you're at home, and vice versa, but they trying to figure out, like, what they really doing in there the whole time. It's good, though. It's good.
Yeah. I might check that out.
It starts kind of slow, but it gets mad interesting.
Yeah.
But yeah,
bro. That's all I got, though.
Shows,
man.
I'm trying to think.
You got no other ones.
Wu-Tang been letting me down. I haven't been able to get to that.
I can't finish it, bro. It's terrible. I ain't gonna say terrible. It just ain't for me. That's what I'll say.
Bro, I stopped at the second season when I decided to start Wu-Tang.
Yeah, Wu-Tang is good. The first two are real good. But then it's like, yo, what happened? Yeah. Yeah, I don't got nothing else.
I don't got nothing else, man. Yeah. Well, so,
I think that's
man.
It, man. Let them know. So, just man, let them know.
Hey,
let
man,
know.
Mark, tell them where to find your tip, bro. Tell them first.
We on SoundCloud, you know what I'm saying? You follow me. If you're my friend on Facebook, Twitter, all that, I posted it on there. Just to let y'all know, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man, go listen to that. You know what I'm saying?
Go listen to that. Do yourself a favor. Go listen to that.
Go listen to that heat, man. But shout out to the fan, man. If you want to follow us, man, Honest, the number 2 God Pod everywhere. Yeah, Twitter. Facebook.
You know what I'm saying? Every week, bro.
Not Twitter.
You need Twitter.
Instagram, Facebook, TikTok. Want to listen to us? Catch us on Spotify, Google Pod, Apple Pod, man. We everywhere, man.
YouTube. We out here. Y'all know what time it is.
We coming for that top spot.
Hey, man. Mask up, man.
Mask up. COVID is still out here, bro. It's out going here, crazy. Man. Oops, I put the wrong one. Oh, and we right back to the unpopular.
Hey.
Check on your strong friends.
Then we'll meet the counselor.
Yeah, you need a house holler.